When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Shayna is our second date update candidate today. Shayna, welcome to the Jeff and Jen Morning Show. How are you?
I'm good. I'm excited to talk to you, even if it's under these circumstances.
Okay, well, let's see what we can work out for you. I understand you went out with a guy named Mark. Is that right?
That's right.
All right, so tell us how you met Mark and how that first date went. We'll go from there.
Yeah, we met at church, so I was really excited about that, actually, because everybody I know is meeting on Tinder. So I was like, oh, yay, we met at church. It's, like, so wholesome, and I'm thinking he's going to be, you know, like a good guy for me, you know, like somebody who's not going to ghost me.
Yeah, I guess it stands to reason if you met someone in church that they would be less likely to pull some of the shenanigans you encounter on a platform like Tinder.
That's what I mean, hopefully.
Okay.
So we met at church and then we went to lunch at Panera Bread and we had, like, a really good time. I thought, like, we hit it off perfectly. Like, there was no awkward silences, you know what I mean? Like, there was, like, a little uncomfortableness, like I had a little melted cheese on my face, and he was cute about it, and he, like, handed me, you know what I mean? He wasn't, like, it wasn't uncomfortable at all, even though there were moments where it could have been bad.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, there were potential situations where it could have been weird had it been someone different, but because it was him, it felt very comfortable.
Yeah, and we were just able to laugh at, like, all the little first date mishaps, you know, we just laughed it off, and I left thinking, oh my gosh, like, this might be my person, you know?
Cool.
Yeah.
Because that's not something that happens every day, you know?
You don't meet your person every
even
day.
Even on the good dates.
I know. I mean, I felt really good about it.
Okay, so, and then we're just talking lunch here at this point. This is a daytime meeting. You haven't even really gone on, like, a date date, unless you consider this a date date. I don't know. Were you just trying to keep it casual?
I consider it a date date.
You do?
No, we weren't, like, drinking or anything, but that's kind of what I liked about it. It's like, we didn't have the drinks to take off the edge, you know? Like,
This,
we were really being ourselves.
You were totally sober.
Totally sober.
Yeah. Do they not sell? I guess they don't sell alcohol at Panera Bread. That's not an option, huh?
No. Okay. They don't.
Okay, so how did the date end then? Did you leave in separate cars?
Yeah, we just walked to our cars and that was it. I mean, there was maybe like an exchange of talk to you later or, you know, casual like said like that, but there was no definitive next date set. But in my mind, it wasn't a question because we had such a good time. I just assumed he would call, you know?
You felt confident you would be hearing from him again soon?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And how long ago was that?
It's been about a week.
Yeah.
I feel like the church-going guy would have the decency to just, you know, get you an answer. So,
of all guys.
You know, so maybe something weird has happened.
And Shayna, since you met him at church, I assume that there's a certain code you live by as well. Does that code involve not texting him or not making the next move?
No, I texted him.
Oh, you did?
Him. Like, of course I let, like, the 3 days, and everybody's got to wait 3 days. So I let the 3 days go by, and then it was like, okay, I'm going to take matters into my own hands because I like him. And so I texted him, and he, you know, hasn't gotten back, and I'm also, like, okay with that, like, if he's busy or anything. Right. Like, I trust that. I just like him, guys, and I just think that he'll get back to me. I don't know.
Okay, well, let's not jump to conclusions. Let's take a break and a breath. We're going to put you on hold after we get the phone number from you, and then when we come back from the break, we'll call him up and let's see what he has to say. Love to hear his thoughts on Shayna and his date with her, his lunch date with her, coming up next as we continue. Second Date Update here at Cincinnati's Q102. Shayna met Mark on, on Tinder, and it wasn't Tinder, it was church. You met him at church. And that made it, I guess, kind of sweet and wholesome, I suppose, or at least that was her intention anyway. They ended up having a fun lunch date at Panera Bread. There were no awkward silences. They seemed to get along great. Even those first date foibles that tend to happen weren't really big deals because he just made her feel so comfortable that none of it mattered.
Always feel confident on your second date. With help from the Plastic Surgery Group, schedule a consultation at 513-791-4440 or at theplasticsurgerygroup.com. Surgery has
an art. I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S., the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Mattered. After a great conversation and a fun lunch, they went their separate ways. She was left with the impression that they would absolutely see each other again soon, but there's been nothing from him, and she even reached out a couple days later, and still nothing, no response. So she's very disappointed and would like at least an explanation, which is why we're going to call Mark. Shayna, is there anything else that we need to add to the story here before we move on, or have we pretty much covered everything?
No, that's pretty much it. You got it.
All right. Well, let's call Mark. Hi, can we speak to Mark, please?
This is he.
Hey, Mark. It's Jeff and Jen at Q102. How are you this morning?
Second date update, huh?
Any ideas? Like, who?
Well, I've been out with a few girls, but I bet it's Shayna who's called you.
If you've been out with a few girls and you know it's Shayna, then that tells us that this was a deliberate blow off would be.
Have you been hiding from her?
She just seems like the clueless type who wouldn't have any idea about a guy, why a guy wouldn't call her back, in all honesty.
Not very self-aware, would you say, or she was oblivious to something?
We ate food. The food was good, but the conversation I spent a solid 10 minutes listening to her talk about her Uber rating, how she was like a 4.9 rating. And it's so shocking because she's puked in at least 5 Ubers in the last year.
What?
That was her conversation.
And her rating's still a 4.9.
Wow.
Yeah.
I wonder how she made up for the puke.
How do you even do that?
Yeah.
She's so proud that she can puke in an Uber and still have a great rating like that, you know? And just in my mind, it just kept echoing, life goals. Life goals. I don't even remember what else we talked about. That stuck in my mind the whole time.
You were still on the Uber rating. Now, Shayna, was this just nervous talk? Were you exaggerating just for effect because you were on a roll in this case? Or have you really puked in 5 different Uber cars?
Just in the last year.
I cannot believe what your takeaway was from the date. Like, I may have brought it up casually, and it wasn't 5 Ubers. I only threw up in 2 Ubers. And yeah, I am kind of impressed with myself that I still have a 4.9 rating. Like, whatever.
You see what I mean? I'm sorry. I misheard you. It was only 2 times. It doesn't change a thing. It's ridiculous.
You're ridiculous. So. That's ridiculous.
But that story, Shayna, you got to admit, is kind of a standout.
I didn't even want to eat my sandwich. Hearing her talk about throwing up.
This cream of broccoli looks so good.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of that, let me tell you about the time I puked in an Uber. And check it, bro. I'm still a 4.9.
Why would you even bring that up? Even, I mean, maybe at a party where you're drinking out with your buddies from high school or something, but on a date where you're actually having a meal.
What, that doesn't do it for you?
No.
Oh, my God.
No.
It's not that gross. I was just using it as an illustration that I'm a nice person and I can puke in an Uber and still get a 4.9.
I mean, that is something, Mark.
Oh, man.
In case you don't believe that I'm a nice person, I would like to illustrate just how nice a person I am.
I bet she's above average attractive, too, because I'm trying to think of, you know, who could get away with puking in an Uber and get a really good. Yes, you have to be very, very nice, but I bet you're also cute. Are you cute?
I'm adorable.
Uh-huh.
So,
yeah.
Shayna, do you think that is, then what do you think it is, besides your cuteness, that you think has saved your Uber rating?
I'm a great tipper.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I'm not going to throw up in a car and not give a good tip. I'm a great tipper.
That's true.
I'm a good person.
Good tip on top of the cleaning fee helps.
Yeah.
Do you use Uber a lot?
Yeah, I don't like to drink and drive.
At a girl.
I get in my car.
I don't want to. Whatever. I'm done with this.
So her adorable, cute ways just wasn't enough for you, huh, Mark?
I'll pass, buddy. I appreciate it. Thanks.
Wow. All right. It's going to be kind of awkward at church now, don't you think, guys?
Is it a big church?
It's a big church. I can find it somewhere else to sit.
All right.
I'm probably another boy.
Suggestion, if I may?
Please.
No.
Oh, no. Go ahead, Mark. What was your suggestion going to be?
From you.
I was just going to tell her not to talk about the puke.
Oh, at her next date?
Just don't bring
it
up.
Some people have a sense of humor.
Well, it's funny when you're not the one involved in the situation. I will say that. It's easier to have a sense of humor when you're not the one involved.
I know.
But, Mark, we appreciate you taking the call and filling us in. Thank you for coming on Second Date Update with minimal convincing.
Yeah, it was an experience, that's for sure.
All right, buddy. And Shanna, I'm sorry, but good luck to you.
Thank you, guys.
All right, we'll see you Sunday.
Bye.
Bye. Well, at least she's able to laugh at it.
That's right. Gotta laugh. You gotta laugh. So, if you need us for a second date update, it really is as simple as sending us an email. Jeff and Jen at WKRQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at CBGAirport.com.